My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Coming up at 7 a.m., we'll hit the Skins. It's game week as they prep for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is a 4:25 kick.
Can't believe
on Sunday. We made it. Finally made it through the wilderness of the offseason.
And the weather yesterday was fall-like.
Oh, it's fantastic.
This morning, fall-like. Today, going to be fall-like.
It's a great week, I think, at least through Thursday.
Yeah.
I know where the weather wasn't fall-like.
Oof.
Smashville over the weekend.
It was not.
Where you were.
It was so hot. I mean,
I'll tell you, I was tilted because I thought the game started at 11, but I guess it started at 11 their time.
Yeah,
Nashville
the
1 hour time.
And I was texting Jason. I was like, what's the stadium look like? He's like, I'm not even in there yet. My brain was exploding. I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
So how was the travel down, first of all?
I mean, you wouldn't have believed how many people. No, look, it's Labor Day Friday.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But you wouldn't have believed how many people were at Dulles at around, you know, early dinner time, around 4:30, 5 o'clock on Friday. I couldn't believe how many people were there.
I mean, I would believe it because it's often described as one of the biggest travel
I'm
days
just
of the
not,
year.
I know, but once you see it.
Right, you have to experience it.
You wouldn't believe how many
like,
people there were.
As soon as you get in, are all the donks waiting to check their bags and all that?
Oh, my gosh. Security was a nightmare.
Spilling out the front.
And then you get into
You don't have pre-check?
He didn't have pre-check.
I don't have pre-check. You know.
He doesn't travel
well, no,
enough,
no.
I
had, no. I had pre-check.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I had my boarding passes on the phone. Is that what you're talking about, pre-check?
No, TSA pre.
Oh, no, I don't have that. No.
You got to get it.
But I didn't have to go to like the desk, the counter, and get the boarding pass or anything.
Right.
But still, security was just a nightmare. And then once you got into the terminal, every single restaurant, bar, shop, store, packed. Mm-hmm. I mean, just packed. People, you couldn't even walk down the hallway without bumping into somebody.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going somewhere.
Right.
But my flight was not delayed.
All right,
so
that's good.
But, you know, I hate flying. Even though it was only an hour and 14 minutes, just uncomfortable and people get on my nerves.
I'm
babies
it
are screaming.
More and more. Like, even short flights, I'm hating even more and more. Yeah. I'm with you.
Your crew on the plane was four?
It was three.
It gets very uncomfortable.
Me, my wife,
air.
And my oldest daughter, my youngest daughter, drove from Blacksburg to Nashville.
Wow.
Because, you know, it was just easier. It was supposed to be about a 5.5-hour trip. Took her 8. She was not happy. But anyway, finally got there and got to the hotel. Hotel was nice.
Called hotel looked nice online. Hotel. Now, I've been duped by hotel pictures online, but it did look nice.
It was called the Hutton.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was, I don't know, 3 blocks from Broadway.
Okay.
And Broadway is, so we get there, we get unpacked, whatever, and then we decide on a dinner spot. It's a Mexican spot. Wasn't it on Broadway, but it was close.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. And then we decide, all right, time to go out. Time to go to Broadway.
Mm-hmm. It's like Vegas.
I couldn't believe it. It's a good bucket list place to go. I'll never go back.
Too many don't.
You wouldn't have believed.
There's nothing quaint about it.
First of all, and again, it's Labor Day weekend. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't have believed how many people were. You get to the top of this hill where the Uber drops you off, and you just look down Broadway.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't close the street off until like 10. They should close the street off at 3.
Okay.
But they don't close the street off. So there's just cars everywhere, people crossing the street, people walking, people spilling out of bars.
Mm-hmm.
And there must have been 200,000 people within like 3-4 blocks. I mean, seriously, it was absurd.
Did your daughters get any cowboy boots? The 3-for-1?
No, they brought. They brought the cowboy boots.
Did you buy yourself a cowboy hat?
Not at all. But you're walking down Broadway and you're seeing these big windows to these bars are open.
Yeah.
And the drummers are right there in the window. And they're waving you in with their drumsticks.
Okay, they're not strippers, they're drummers.
They're drummers.
Yeah.
But they're waving you in because, and I didn't realize this, like, I mean, I knew they didn't get paid for it. But the only way they get paid is by tips.
Okay.
So they have these big screens behind their bands on, you know, on the whatever level they're on, and they got QR codes everywhere. You know, and they got buckets and stuff up at the front of the stage, but they want you to
Venmo them.
They want you to Venmo them, and they'll play whatever song you want request for tips.
Hold on, so the bands don't get paid by the bars?
Zippy.
I didn't know that was a thing.
No, they don't get paid. That's how they get paid, from tips.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they're waving you in.
Sure.
Well, that's why it's a good gig to get the more popular bars, right?
I'm sure.
One thing, just play a bar, but you want to play the popular ones.
Sure, it can be lucrative, I guess, from the sound of it.
Yeah. And,
I guess the bar's stance is, well, we can find 100 other bands if you're going to balk at not getting
Nashville?
Paid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And at some of the bars, like Jason Aldean's and some of the, I'm sure you went to some of the big ones.
I went to all of them.
They have them at different levels. Like, they have literally a different band on every level, or a DJ on one level, band on another. Like, it's wild.
Morgan Wallen's place was a poop show. I mean, everybody in Nashville wanted to go to Morgan Wallen's.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you had a band on the first level.
Mm-hmm.
The second level was actually a restaurant, so there was just an acoustic guy, so it wasn't a band. But
I like
band
that.
There. Third level band, fourth level band, rooftop
DJ.
Okay.
And that's
light
where
show
every,
and everything,
light
right?
show, that's where everybody wanted to go.
Yeah.
It was the fifth level. You got up there, you couldn't walk.
Right.
No.
I mean, I couldn't even get to the bar.
It's like the most packed college bar you've ever
been
to.
You're not really selling me on a Nashville trip
at
this point.
You would hate it.
He also went on Labor Day weekend.
Okay. No, bro. It's like that every single weekend.
I went there in the Christmas holidays. It was the same
thing. I was talking to the Uber guys, and the guy goes, this is the way it is every single weekend. Now, it had to be a little bit more people because, you know, Virginia Tech was in town.
Right.
But there were so many Hokie fans there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the stadium, it was one half of the stadium was all Hokies,
mm-hmm.
and the other half, the Vanderbilt side, was half Hokies.
Right.
It was a home game for the Hokies.
Did you run into Jeff McCauley?
I didn't see Jeff McCauley, but I saw there were so many people there from Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were happy.
Who?
The Hokies fans.
It was dreadful loss. I mean, they were an embarrassing team in the first half. Didn't even. We could talk about
made
that later.
Go of it, and then you were up with what, a couple minutes left.
I mean, they're up 27-20 with 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
Yeah,
and they let the Pavia kid just—he killed him. Transfer from New Mexico State.
Right,
killed
that,
him.
That
they couldn't
a college
stop
football
him.
Hotbed.
Yeah, they couldn't stop the guy.
Does that change, by the way, your perspective on the entire season now?
Yeah,
it's not great to lose to Vanderbilt.
It ain't great.
It's not a good look.
They came out. And they just had no energy.
Mm-hmm.
The play calling was embarrassing in the first half, mm-hmm. both offensively and defensively. All these little short passes, screen passes, lateral passes, short runs. I was saying to my wife, I said, they should open up the field.
Right.
They've got 3 to 4 pretty good receivers. They got a really good back they can throw to.
Mm-hmm.
Open it up, right?
What's the wife's response? I'm curious.
She was just hot. She's like, when are we
cricket,
leaving?
Cricket meal.
Does she break it down and go, oh, no, I disagree.
Well, I mean, there's no one else to talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, but
so just
my wife and my daughters were just like, they're waving their face off. They just wanted to get back to the hotel.
Go back to our Broadway street.
Let me ask no shade whatsoever in the stadium, because I was watching part of the game, and it just looked like people are baking
out
there.
Did I lie when I told you it looked like a dump?
Yeah.
Well, they redid some of it. They put a whole new video screen there. So I guess eventually it's going to be okay. But half the stadium was under construction.
Right.
So it's an old stadium.
Yeah.
But the pregame was crazy. The hotel we were at, it was all Hokie fans. You went out in the back parking lot, Hokie tents.
So that was good. That was a good time.
It was a Hokie home game.
So you love that.
Yeah, but
until the game started.
I couldn't believe how unprepared for the game they were.
What was the line going in?
14. They were 14-point favorites.
14.
Yeah, and they were getting drummed. They're down 14 at half.
So I was watching a game with two Hokies, right? They were on the volleyball team, the parents. One guy pitched there. He was a baseball player there. The wife he met there. She may have played tennis there. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they said this is what always happens. Yep. Everyone hypes us up and says we're going to have a big year.
And then they come out like butt.
Come out and lay an egg.
Yes.
They're kind of used to this.
I know. And then they play Marshall this weekend, and you know, Marshall's not either. Marshall beat them last year, but Virginia Tech on paper is better than Marshall. It's a home game. So if they lose to Marshall, so season's over.
Right. Just,
I mean, seriously,
just season's, end it. Right. Just like Florida State, just end your season.
Because some of the games on the schedule that I thought, okay, this is definitely a winnable game. We should. Georgia right. Tech was one of them. Mm-hmm. That doesn't look winnable. Mm-hmm. Boston College was another one. Doesn't look very winnable.
They have Florida State in common. Georgia yeah. Tech. Yeah,
I'm saying. Boston College. Florida State obviously sucks, especially at their quarterback position
right.
and their run defense. But when you looked at the schedule, you go, all right, that should be a winner, winner. Mm-hmm. Miami, they got no chance to beat Miami. Clemson looked terrible, but Clemson's probably still better than Virginia Tech on paper. So, yeah, if they don't win this weekend, it's over. But anyway, let me get back to Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite place, the worst place was Morgan Wallen's.
Okay.
Easily.
Why? Just because it was so crowded?
Just so crowded.
Okay.
And I didn't realize this, but they don't own Morgan Wallen doesn't own the bar. Mm-hmm. He just puts his name to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So some big hospitality group or real estate agency, they mm-hmm. own the bar.
It was like a licensing deal.
Yeah, okay. They just say, hey, Morgan, we'll give you what percentage of gross at the end of the year. Just give us your name. Mm-hmm. So Morgan Wallen doesn't have to worry about staffing or hiring people.
Right.
He just puts his name up there.
He just watches the money roll in.
I think that's how Heisman did it.
Yeah,
you know
you can't.
That's how Rod Langway did it. I watch it Langway's.
We're do it when we eventually lend our name.
So none of these guys, Eric Church doesn't own the bar. No, Aldean doesn't own the bar. Morgan Wallen, none of them own the bar. They just say, all right, here's our name.
Yeah.
Give me 15% at the end of the year.
Coming up with appetizer ideas.
Right. But my favorite place was Eric Church's, called Chiefs. That was my favorite spot because when we're going into places like Morgan Wallen and Aldean's and Luke Combs and all this, it was just a nightmare. I don't like people that much, so I had to get away from people. I went into Eric Church's place, chill band, could get to the bar easily. That was my spot.
The
Chiefs.
The hack.
So if you ever go to Nashville, go to Chiefs.
I think the key is you really can't go out at night. If you go out at night, they're just packed.
Right.
So, I mean, you can just have a sea of insanity. It's a sea of craziness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you go during the day, you can find some of those big, even the big popular spots. There's not a lot of people out trolling during the day. You can maybe hear a guy playing acoustically. You can have a nice lunch.
Uh-huh.
But when you go out at night, it's a circus.
It was
especially
a circus.
Especially a weekend.
Yeah,
like that.
I'm done with it. I'll never go back.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way I'll go back is if my daughter or daughters end up getting jobs there and they live there
and
I go visit them.
That's the only draw.
But they don't want to go.
Right.
Does your wife want to go back? Remember,
she was done.
You got the trip, or you said you were going to take her to Nashville like 5 years ago.
Yeah, correct.
You didn't go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, did you?
No.
Or whatever that is.
Country Hall of Fame.
Because I went in that thing was a joke.
Otherwise, you would have been in Cleveland.
I think they charged for that, too. I think I paid for that garbage.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
What was the Hokies fan base like leaving the stadium after the overtime loss?
I've got
a
good idea.
No, everyone was salty dog.
Probably
salty
like
dog cafe.
If they lose to Marshall.
If they lose to Marshall, the season's over.
Understood.
Yeah.
I agree.
There's like five or six games on the schedule where you go, well, they're going to lose that.
This is Pry's third season or second?
Third.
Third. Could a mid-season change happen?
No, had a good second season.
I mean, they got to a bowl, so based on the first year, three wins, second season bowl, and they win the bowl. That's why everyone was happening because they got honorable mention top 25 votes preseason. So the media said this team's on the rise, mm-hmm. right? But after this weekend, I'm sure the media's looking at them a little differently.
I mean, they're a 19.5-point favorite. Now, they're a 14-point favorite against Vandy.
Yeah.
But this one's at Lane Stadium. Like, you got to take care of that.
But this is what I don't understand. So, all right, so it's 27-20. Virginia Tech's winning. They score on a long touchdown to Jennings.
Yeah.
All right. 4 minutes.
Beautiful pass from Drones.
Yeah. Busted coverage.
Yeah.
It was fine. But, and the defense was terrible the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
Vandy goes right down the field. 74 yards, 8 plays, tie the game up. So they go to overtime. By the way, the Vandy kicker missed a field goal mm-hmm. that would have won
like
it before.
It was 43 yarder, I think.
I thought the game was over there.
Yeah.
But they go in overtime. All right. So, Vanderbilt scores, again, because the run defense was so bad for the Hokies. And then Drones gets hurt. He cramps in his calf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they had to pull him out. They put the backup in. He couldn't do anything. But they put Drones back in on a third and goal in overtime. And I go, well, you got to throw it here. He's got a bum calf. They run him. They run him right up the middle. He gets a half a yard. It was the dumbest play call I've ever seen because he's not going to score a run. He was limping. I said, just shotgun, throw it in the end zone. Let's grasp that we can tie this game. They run him. They get a half a yard. Other quarterback comes in, fourth and goal, overthrows the guy, and we end zone, game over. Mm. It was some of the worst play calling I've ever seen.
And who's your OC?
It's this guy. He's been there 2 years. He's a young
Tyler
kid.
Bowen.
Yeah, he's been there two, 3 years. He had a bad game. Coach Pry had a bad game. Defensive coordinator had a bad game. The defense had a bad game. Offense in the first half, bad game. It was.
Did you watch Pry's post-game presser just out of curiosity?
I listened to it.
I saw Brian Kelly's. I was getting a kick out of that one.
Because he slammed the table.
He was being childish. Mm-hmm. It was just funny.
Yeah.
I listened to Pry after the game right here on our station. And
was he livid or was he trying to be calm?
I think he was calm, but he just said the team was basically asleep in the first half.
They were sleepy.
Right.
Which surprised me, too.
They had no energy in the first half.
And Mansoor Delane, who's one of their corners, who's, I don't know how, but some people think he's going to the pros, he was getting beat like a drum the entire game by Diego Pavia.
Right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Who no one's ever heard of. Because he was at New Mexico State, and he was beating them. He looked like freaking Aaron Rodgers going against him the entire game, beating them all day. So if Virginia Tech
must win against Marshall,
I would assume Drones will be fine because it was just a strain or a cramp calf. But
did it ruin your trip losing? Like what happened after the loss? Like just summarize the end. Like did you stay there one more night and then you came home or?
Yeah, stayed Saturday night.
Stayed Saturday
night. Went back down to Broadway.
Oh, you did it another
went back to back to Broadway.
Right.
But didn't like it. Ended up at Eric Church's again. So I was at Eric Church's both nights. Started at bigger bars, but ended up at Chiefs. Got back to the hotel earlier. We were supposed to leave Monday morning. I said, no, we're not doing that. We're not staying Sunday night. So I changed the flight and came back Sunday.
And he looked up the fantasy draft that Cakes ran and goes, D-.
And then I got bitter about that.
Get you salty. What are you going to do?
But
I agree with you. I think that was my overall sentiment with Nashville, too. A little overrated. Overrated.
We're just too old for that.
Yeah, too old for that season.
I mean, if we were 25.
It's just too commercial. And
if we were 25 and we could stay out until 4 in the morning
and
just get hammered and bounce back the next day, But it wasn't my scene.
All right, coming up next, Buccaneers coach Todd Bowles said something very interesting about his week one opponent from Washington. We'll play it for you next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.